everybody. It's Nick Forster. I have started a new thing. It's called Teach Me One Thing. And it's just a chance for me to hang out with some of my friends and ask questions. And while we're all cooped up in our own houses, I ask them to teach me something. So this episode, super cool. Get to hang out with Steve Martin, author, actor, comedian, musician. And I asked him what he wanted to teach me, and you're about to find out. Here goes my call with Steve Martin. Steve Martin, thank you so much for doing this. Teach Me One Thing. It's so cool.
My pleasure, Nick. You know, we've been friends a long, long time. I've done E-Town for you. Not for you. To my advantage. And we've had, I refell in love with bluegrass because I was listening to Hot Rise.
Oh, thank you. But let me ask you, you look good. You look healthy. Everybody's good. Where are you quarantined?
I have no idea. I just haven't been out in so long.
Yeah.
And we papered over the windows.
Yeah.
So I'm somewhere, but I just don't know.
It looks solid. Looks like there's a lot of concrete around.
I think it's a prison.
Yeah, it looks a little prison-like. Hey, you have your banjo, and we're doing the Teach Me One Thing. I was wondering, can you teach me something on the banjo? You know, there's so many different approaches to the banjo.
Well, I could teach you a lick that I've found very, very useful. And there's something kind of provocative about it to members of the opposite sex.
Wow.
And, you don't think of the banjo as a sexy instrument, but I noticed whenever I played this lick, people would come around with a kind of funny look on their face, like, hi,
wow.
How are you? How are you doing today? And it's how I met my wife. Wow. I was just playing on a street corner, and she just stopped and heard that and went crazy.
Wow. And you're talking about the banjo.
Talking about the banjo, the five, yeah. You want to hear the lick?
Yeah, can't wait.
You're kind of safe there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Whoa.
See?
That gives me a little, it gives me a little feeling.
Yeah, it gives you something to work on. Give it a go. It's just a third fret, down to the second fret. Yeah, you got it.
I was just wondering, like, what is that you're playing?
It's this lick Steve just taught me, but...
It's beautiful.
What I tell
yeah.
You. It's,
yeah.
I don't know, enticing.
Can you give us just a few minutes, Helen?
Yeah, just...
He'll be with you in just a few minutes.
I'll be there in a little bit, okay.
I'll meet you in a minute.
Okay, I'll see you in a little bit. Wow, you weren't kidding.
I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to be very cautious about when and where you play it.
Wow. Well, that's so cool. I learned something new on the banjo.
Yeah.
It occurs to me that, you know, you've been playing the banjo a long time. And I know Pete Wernick, the banjo player in Hot Rise, asked you once to teach him the lost chord, which was something, I don't know if you're...
Yes. It was his birthday. I don't think it's your birthday, is it?
No. Not my birthday.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will show you the lost chord, but you have to promise to cut this out of the video segment.
Okay, because nobody else...
Yeah, you don't want this around.
All right. And if you're not comfortable, you don't have to show me.
No, I'm fine between you and me.
Okay. Oh, that's it? Wow. Wow. Wow.
Cool, huh?
That's so
but actually,
cool.
I thought, because I love the idea of your show, Teach Me One Thing. And I thought I might, besides the banjo lick that's probably, you may not, that maybe I'd teach you how to perfectly shuffle a deck of cards.
I already know how to shuffle a deck of cards.
Well, show me how you shuffle a deck of cards. I have my cards right here, my fabulous Ricky J playing cards, right?
I have a deck of cards.
Okay,
let me show you.
Tilt the camera forward a little bit.
Yeah, see what I can.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think of myself as...
Yeah.
It's pretty good, right?
That's what I thought. You got cards right side up. You got cards upside down. Let me show you my shuffle that I learned when I was about 14 years old. You just take a deck of cards like this, And the idea is to shuffle them perfectly. So every card is interlaced with every other card.
That
now,
looks...
you think, oh, he probably had it set up. Let me show you again.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. 26 cards perfectly interlaced.
Perfectly interlaced. And
it seems kind of
working on that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem that hard, but did it?
Yeah, it took me 8 months to learn it when I was 14.
Oh, wow. OK, so I need to practice.
Listen, you got your plate full.
Yeah.
You got the banjo lick.
Yeah.
You got the last chord.
Yeah.
And you got the card shuffling.
Yeah, but I want to ask you a couple more questions before we go. Like, for example, you know, Helen and I, we're enjoying our time at home in a way. We're doing a lot of cooking. We're taking some walks. We've been, you know, cleaning out drawers and getting rid of paperwork on desks and stuff like that. I'm just wondering, what have you been up to?
Well, nothing. But I'm going to write those ideas down. I think that's, so you took a walk?
Yeah.
Take walk. Cook?
Yeah, food.
I'm going to run this by my wife and family. And what was the other one? Clean out drawers?
I mean.
Clean out drawers. Wow. You are creative. I'm going to work on that. Thank you. I'm glad I called in.
Hey, well, listen. We've been around each other a lot, and you know we can always learn from our friends. But this,
yes.
I really appreciate you sharing some of this deep insight about both banjo and cards, and of course, man, the lost chord is sort of troubling to me a little bit.
The what?
The lost chord.
The lost chord. Yeah. Well,
it's a little troubling.
Kind of a mind blower.
Yeah.
But listen, I've learned from you through my life when I'm listening to you play and the songs you've written and the. Fantastic groups you've been in. So I appreciate that too.
All right, Steve. Well, thanks so much. And let me make a suggestion.
Sure.
I would start checking off those items on the list. Take
I'm going to do
take
it.
Take walks, cook food, clean out a drawer or two.
I
think you find it very satisfying.
I will. I have it written right here.
Okay.
Oh! What were they again?
Yeah.
Lost? No. Walk, drawer. Okay, cooking. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay, see you later. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.